Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for your presence, your person. We welcome the Lord Jesus Christ and the mighty Holy Spirit in this camp meeting to help us in our infirmities to flow in the right direction, to say the right thing, to hear the right thing, see the right thing, understand the right things. Thank you that there's no case in here you can't handle. Thank you, you have us here for a specific reason, to minister to us that we may go minister for you. Help us to be in the right mindset tonight, in the right consciousness. Help us when your word begin to unfold for us to understand what you're saying to us, if need be met. We call on signs and wonders, divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost. Those nine manifestations, we call upon them. The power gift, the revelation gifts, and the vocal gifts. May they be in action tonight. We yield to them. We know they operate at the Spirit will, but the scripture said they were given to us to profit withal. May every person in the sound of my voice begin to profit in the Spirit, to know what to do, how to do it, when to do it, where to do it, and why they're doing it. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Holy Ghost, we loose you up in here in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I find out in traveling, you know, the Spirit builds, and sometimes we, through tradition, we pull it down again and then try to build back up. But I see in these meetings, we just need to go. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I mean, I'm a hobba, present. The present we got here now, yep. We might not never get back there. So I better take it right now. Amen. The Holy Ghost spoke to me this afternoon about this meeting we had this morning. You may be seated. And he wanted me to further take you. Some of you all were not here. And we began to talk about unfolding and enforcing your supernatural identity. And then we found out that the supernatural identity, once you know what it is and how to function in it, we found out that it is a supernatural credential that God will honor any place at any time if we know what we're doing. So I went to talking to the Lord, and he showed me something. I have some scripture here, but I want to give you a definition of the supernatural. I've read it behind a lot of apostles and prophets and teachers. And I have various definitions for the supernatural. But the Holy Ghost, I was laying in my recliner. My wife was in the other one. We was talking and she was on the computer. And the Holy Ghost spoke to me. And he said, in essence, I'm going to give you a definition of the supernatural that the people can grasp it better. And he said to me, let me give it to you just like I got it. The supernatural. The supernatural is knowing how to tap into the glory of God that is within you. Wow. Yes, sir. Oh. Yeah, see. John 17:22. The supernatural is knowing how to tap into the glory of God that is within you. When you struck the glory, you just struck the supernatural. Yes, sir. Yeah. You see, there's a glory, Jesus said, that the Father had given him there in John 17, 22. And he said that he gave them the same glory. So the same, see, Jesus' ministry was so powerful and so supernatural because he always knew how to tap into the glory. So he said, and the glory which thou hast given me, I have given them. Oh, you think Jesus lied? That they may be one even as we are one. The glory on the inside of Jesus kept him one with the Father. He was seeing what the Father was doing. He was hearing what the Father was saying. And he was understanding what the Father wanted to do because the two glory connected. Now, I'm going to say something here. We have been trying to connect with faith that only the glory can connect it. We've been trying to connect with the anointing to places that only the glory can bring you. But the Lord didn't leave us out. There in John 17, 22, he said he deposited the same glory. Now, the glory is all that God is, all that God has, and all that God can do. Boy, that's a definition, isn't it? The glory is all that God is, and that's in me. All that God has, that's in me. And all that God can do, that's in me. So the supernatural actually cannot come in play until the glory manifests. And so I would ask you this very night to think about stirring the glory up on the inside of you. Come on, stir it up a little bit. Stir the glory up. Stir the glory of God up on the inside of you. You see, you got John 17, 22. And then in 1 Corinthians 6, I think, 19, you say your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. He therefore glorify God, listen to this, with your body and your spirit. Yes, sir. Yeah. Wow. Now I'm going to take you to go see Lamanta, some Manili Boshata. Devil, you're not the boss of me. You're not going to tell me how I'm going to live. You're not going to tell me how to live. It's over for you tonight. Because I'm about to stir this glory up. You see, every time the glory comes, the supernatural manifestations start taking place. And so the church has somewhat said the glory is smoke. No, the glory is smoke. The glory is fire. When you see the smoke, the glory has left already. Now, I want to turn to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16. I want to define a word for you because one of the things that blocks the supernatural is your soul. And so I better tell you what he told me before we even read that verse. Because I mean, I went and told my wife was in the closet. I said, honey, you know what the Lord just told me? Tell them get their soul out of Adam's dead casket. Tell them get their soul out of Adam dead casket. Casket, dead, you know, hearse. 1 Corinthians 15, 45. We'll come back to the other scripture. There are some things I have to tell you about your soul before you can operate in the supernatural. See, the supernatural consists of your spirit, soul, and body functioning in harmony. 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, I think that's in verse 45. The first Adam was a living soul. He died. No, I'm not talking about physical death. He died spiritually. And if your soul is not connected to your spirit, it's going to climb into Adam's grave. And you're going to be going around, you're acting like you got it. But your results calling you a lie. We've been waiting too long. We just waiting and waiting. We waiting and waiting. It's going to come. It's going to come. It's going to come. It's already here. You just got to harmonize your spirit, soul, and your body that you can walk heavy. And so you look at that verse now. And so as it's written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. I mean the last Adam. That's Jesus, you see. And so I let the last Adam quicken my soul and body. Are you following me? Now, Ephesians 3:16, I want to look up a word to give you some definition about it. Ephesians 3:16, if you will. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. I ain't gonna be so, you know, I know all that. I didn't recognize glory was in that voice. It's the Holy Ghost tapping in on this meeting. Yes, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. According to the riches of his glory. That same rich glory resides on the inside of me. Because he already gave it to me. Jesus gave it to me before he left. It's time for you to have a transfiguration experience in your life. Not just transform. It's time for you to have a transfiguration experience in your life that you can never go back. I can never go back to less. I'm stuck in the best. Because his glory is alive on the inside of me. Say, God, your glory is alive on the inside of me. Ooh, you don't know how much you're saying right now. That's every miracle, every sign, every wonder, every person being raised from the dead. You just said it on the inside of you. The power to cause it to happen. To the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. In the inner man. In the inner man. You look up inner man, you're going to find soul. You're not going to find heart. You're going to find soul. Your soul is your inner man. There's too much instruction about getting straight to be your spirit. Because I'm going to a scripture in a few moments to talk about the supernatural nature that's on the inside of you. Yes, sir. You already lack him. Yes, sir. On the inside, yeah. You need to stir it up with faith and the anointing, yeah. And then let him loose. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But we parked that faith. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We parked that praying in tongue. Yes. When they are mean to away. Hallelujah, Leroy. Yeah, yeah. You think I'm preaching on a pastor level. I'm not. You think I'm preaching on a teacher's level. I'm not. If we are assigned in LTMA, we are assigned to bring the church up to its apostolic status. That signs and wonders be walked. But a little old lady just carrying her Bible. Yeah. But she been to 1 hour meeting. Yeah. And y'all hear her singing, I've been to the meeting. Yeah. Power devil come out their mouth, and they're not normal people. They jump when they see something need to be done. Rituals and routines in your life, they are over. You are ready tonight, listen to me, to step out into realities. The realities of the supernatural will begin to function in you, because you're going to step from the ritual and the routine and the religion and walk in the reality of who you really are. If you would permit me tonight, I just want to look up that word might. Might actually talks about dunamis power. Dunamis power speak of an excellent soul and the ability to perform miracles. When dunamis power, the resurrection power, do you remember he said in Philippians 3:10 that I may know him and the power of his resurrection? That's that dunamis power that make your soul excellent. And that puts you over all riches and wealth. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Y'all been down so long you don't even want to get up. You've been with your pat scripture, with your pat confession, with your board with all the things on it written because you learned from the science. Saying it 19 times a day for 19 years and it haven't come yet. I'm talking about a moment and a twinkling of the eye that something happened good to you. Look at somebody and tell them something good about to happen to you. Tell them get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. That word might, I got to go this route. That word might means strength, power, and ability. It means inherent power. Power residing in a thing by virtue of its nature. Or what a person or thing exert and put forth. Listen to it now. That's what the word might mean. That's what's going in your inner man from the Holy Ghost. That's what's going in your soul from the Holy Ghost if you know how to let it flow. The church have not known how to let the Holy Ghost flow in their soul. He flows through your spirit, but he's headed towards your soul. He headed towards your body. He headed towards your life. He headed towards your problem. He headed tonight toward every impossibility in your life. I don't have better words to say this. Tonight you're being programmed not to have no more impossibilities. One of y'all won't preach? Yes. Anybody out there won't preach? No more impossibilities in your life. Because you. When this week is over, you're going to begin to walk in miracles like never before. Signs and wonders going to follow you. You're not going to follow them anymore. Signs and wonders going to follow you. That's your divine right in your righteousness. Are you listening to me? Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, notice this. That word strength there, where that the spirit going to put in your inner man, it means power for performing miracles. Could it be one of the reasons we have not seen miracles is that our thinking been a blocker? Or our conscience. See, your mind run your soul. As a man, so it is. So if you think miracles are hard, I seen some people had worked miracles so simple, they just believe God said it's gonna happen, bam, boom, that is. I seen people with 19 scriptures, nothing happened. Could it be that our thinking have jammed the miracles? Think about it. Any moment. God can back up his word in this place tonight, any moment. See. Any moment somebody can scream out. I'm breathing better. Something just left me. Well, you brought your expectation with you? Notice another definition before I go any further. That word might in that word, in that scripture, mean moral power and external of soul. The ability to live morally. Yes, sir. Come on now. Come on now. Yes, sir. And then I said this one, you didn't hear it too clearly. The power and influence which belong to riches and wealth. Yeah. Well, I got to do a little further here. It says, listen to what it says. Power and resources arising from numbers. Not just one, not just two. Powers consisting in or resting upon armies, forces, or hosts. So I got some questions tonight. I had some this morning, you remember? What or who is the greatest blocker of the supernatural power of God in my life? Why I never performed the miracle? Why I never received the miracle? Why I got to keep receiving everything by faith? Just faith. Waiting on it, believing for it. Why I just can't walk into this thing? Why in the book of Acts, they just all of a sudden the man was lame. The boy said, in the name of Jesus, silver and gold have I none, but in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. The boy got up and walked. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come on, Father. Yes, sir. Come on now. Yes, sir. Then the answer came to me. What or who is the greatest blocker of the supernatural power of God in my life? Satan, your soul, and your senses. The devil said, please, tonight. The devil said, please, don't put it all on me. It's your soul and your senses. Because we would have to put everything on the devil. The devil said, I didn't do that. I'm a dirty rascal, but I didn't do that. It's just your ignorance got you there. See, that's our excuse, the devil. Boy, if I can get this devil off my back. No, the devil's not always on your back. Because when you get in the atmosphere like this, the devil got to get off your back. That's why God wants us to meet together so the devil can't handle us. How can I stop this? Because the scripture I'm going to tonight is so powerful. How can I stop Satan, my soul, and my senses from blocking the supernatural? Very simple. We use the scripture all the time, but we use it just for money. Third John 2. Beloved, there it is.
Right there.
You see? And then what is First Psalm 139:14?
Yes, sir. Right.
It says that my soul knows right well. You get your soul in a position where it knows right well that it's prospering. It will release the Spirit of God to release signs and wonders to you, for you, and through you. To release miracles to you, through you, and for you. Not just for you, but through you. That others who do not know what you know. Somebody about to get a miracle. It's in here, boy. Oh, yeah. I've been around. I've been in these meetings. It's in here. It was in here this morning. I'd like you to tell two people I'm in miracle territory. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Glory to God. How can I stop this? By developing a prosperous soul that knows right well. And it tapped into its part with prosper obedience to your spirit. Sit down. You need to write some of this. Why so many people accept the evil supernatural from the kingdom of darkness? Witchcraft, widget board, and what that thing in the paper about you? Horoscope. Just a little sense. Horoscope. You shouting about a horoscope. The devil telling on himself that he says something horrible. The reason this has happened because they're hungry for the supernatural. And the average church never moved in the supernatural. But the people of God know that the supernatural belonged to them. But eloquence and talent will not provoke the supernatural. Infirmities and weakness provokes the supernatural. Program, agendas, man way of doing things will not provoke the supernatural. You have to fumble. You have to split a few verbs and leave some adjective out for the Holy Ghost to move like he want to move. You got to lose self in the midst of people. Oh, my goodness now. Who try to judge you by how you talk. But they can't by the way you walk. Too many things happening in your life. And they know you connected to God.
Yes, sir.
Are you connected to God?
Yes, sir.
Well, you don't have enough in your life then. God wants you to have more. All right. I think we're ready to go there now. I've got your line up. 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. You remember we went in John this morning. And the master teacher was teaching us. He was talking about the spirit. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. But he was teaching us supernaturally. He said a man can't receive nothing from heaven unless it's given to him by God, you see. Then he said, for to operate in the supernatural, you must decrease and I must increase. You remember that? And then he said that he have given us the permission to have the spirit without measure. Didn't he? Yeah, and John, you read John 3, you see that educated man locked down, the Lord Jesus talking in one realm, and he in his course of intellectualism and can't understand what Jesus is saying. He finally got it, though. I think he was at the cross, and he finally got it. But it's hard for smart people to get it. They're always trying to figure something out. Sometimes you just have to kick the bucket over. Don't care what happens. Just let it flow. Let it flow. Say let it flow. Let it flow. Just get all starchy and all modest. And no. Just yield. Whatever the Lord said to you, do it. Oh, you can enjoy your life so much more. Y'all got too many plans and too many principles and too many ways you do it. Man, just open up to the Holy Ghost and your life can change in a second. You'll never be the same again. We have framed God in a box of what we know. This chapter in 2 Peter lays out groundwork for the function in the supernatural. It's 1 Peter, I think. Let me see what one it is. No, it got to be 2 Peter. 2 Peter 1. I was looking in 2. 2 Peter chapter 1. These first 11 verses, I think the 11th verse, say, the 10th verse. Look at the 10th verse. Now, it got to be a supernatural connotation to read this verse. Something must have happened to put this person in a position that they will never fall. It also means never fail. It also means never lose. Well, for the brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election. What calling and election? Sure. For if you do this, then you should never fall. You should never fail. You should never be in fear. Because what happened before this verse, the divine explanation by the Holy Ghost through the Apostle Peter, through the servant Peter that's in this chapter, the 10 verses before this verse, lay out the supernatural. Lay out your right to operate in the supernatural because you're a child of God. Call some things out. Call lack precious faith. Call it to the scene. Grace and peace was called on the scene. Righteousness was called on the scene. These things belong to us. These are supernatural graces that we have in our lives that cause us not to be regular people. The same nature, the same glory, the same connection that the Lord Jesus had, he gave it to us. Jesus worked out because his spirit and soul and body was excellent. They were connected all the time. Yes, Jesus' temptation was a soul temptation. Right. Satan was tempting him in his soul. Right. But before he left town, he got full of the Spirit. Yes. And he was led by the Spirit. Yes. And when the temptation came, he took out the soul of the Spirit. Yes. And he returned in the power of the Spirit. Yes. Never let your soul handle no business by itself. Because your soul is an imitator of your spirit. You must keep your soul under investigation.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. It have lied to you and told you you're going to get something and you don't have it yet. Yeah. You thought it was the spirit. You thought it was the spirit, but it's your soul talking to you.
Yeah.
Pantomizing the Holy Ghost voice. Somebody about to get break loose in here tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why I didn't get that. That's why I've been waiting so long. Yes, that's why. Because it don't take God that long to do nothing. God is immediate. Straightway. Suddenly. When you talk about the supernatural, you're talking about immediately. Straightway. Suddenly. Right now. You here from Richmond, Virginia?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Are you here from Richmond?
Yes, sir.
If you have a problem in Richmond, it can be solved while you're here.
Yes,
right here tonight. See, that's the way God works.
Yes,
you don't have the text.
Yes.
You don't have the email.
Yes.
God, just go over there and do it.
Yes.
When you get home, it's over.
Yes.
Immediately.
Yes.
Straightway.
Yes.
Suddenly. It takes somebody who know how to walk in signs and wonders.
Yes, sir.
Divers, miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost to take us out of just a faith and anointing mode.
Yes, sir.
There's a glory mode.
Yes,
that you don't do it.
Right.
But your faith and your anointing have called subpoena God. And God come to the subpoena because you use his word.
Yes, sir.
That is.
Yes, sir.
See, God don't have to go through the test you've been going through. He's already passed all tests. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Unfolding and enforcing your supernatural identity. The glory of God is on the inside of me. That means all God's ability, all God has, and all that God can do, he put it on the inside of me. That he can use me as an instrument of righteousness. You know why we don't get things done suddenly, immediately, and straightway? Because we program the wait. But tonight I'm deprogramming you. Things will start happening in your life like they should happen. Now notice, sit down with me a minute. Notice here. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh my God. Simon Peter, the first voice. Notice he say he a servant first. And an apostle of Jesus Christ. I'm not the apostle of the word of faith. I'm not a full gospel apostle. God called me to be an apostle. It make a difference, doesn't it? So no man can quench my anointing. Because God called me. Now you haven't heard many say that. All these apostles going around. You don't hear many of them say, God called me to be apostle. They're scared to say it. See, but I heard God's voice. God called me and told me, I've called you to be an apostle. I had no apostle on my mind. Didn't even know what an apostle was, really. But the apostle Peter is saying, I have a right to teach you. I'm going to teach you some apostolic things about who you are. And stop letting you dancing in religion. You need to know something here. He says, listen. Look how powerful this first voice is. I feel the glory about to hit this place. I'm holding on, Melvin. I'm just holding on. But I feel the Holy Ghost. God Almighty. Something might happen up in here tonight. So we need to have something suddenly to happen in here tonight. You lazy folks, get off my back. Come set up in here and ain't got no anointing. And just sitting up here like nothing ain't gonna happen. Get off my back. Go on back to your house. We about to do something up in here. Something about to happen in here out of the ordinary. Anybody want a regular ride, leave. Go catch the bus. But we're about to get a ride here that's not regular. Notice the first voice. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. I got to read it now. Listen, verse 2. Grace and peace. Dance. He said grace and peace, didn't he? Grace and peace. See, we read these things and don't give it no admonishment. Grace and peace mean God about to work something out. You can't stop grace. And he says, one righty, he said, I'll give you peace that pass all understanding. The peace that passes all understanding, you don't understand why you're so peaceful.
Right. Yes, sir. Right.
Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Now, what the Lord is doing, now, he's giving us some knowledge about the supernatural.
Yes, sir.
Now, look what happened here now in verse 3. According as his, now you need to underline this or write a note, divine power. Divine power. That's that resurrected power. That's that miracle working power. Divine power. According to his divine power. You see. According to his divine power, I've been positioned to function supernaturally.
Yes.
According to the divine power, he has given unto us all things that pertain unto life. Now, what kind of life? That's a supernatural life.
Yeah.
And godliness. And stop going around, as Paul said to Timothy, having a form of godliness and denying the power. Through the knowledge of him that have called us to glory. Oh, there it is again. He called us to what?
Glory.
Oh, my goodness. He called us to what?
Glory.
That's the word glory again, you see.
Yes.
All that God is, all that God has, and all that God can do is on the inside of me.
Yes.
If I ever learn how to release it. Are you following me? Huh? Now, follow me now. Watch what the scripture said. Watch what he said. To not of him that called us to glory and virtue. Go to the next verse. He called us to glory and virtue. Whereby given unto us, exceeding great and precious promises. They won't do you no good unless you look at Paul addressing Peter over in Romans chapter 4, verse 21. Look at that, if you will. We'll come back to Peter. Look at it. That's the supernatural right there. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, I got to perform it.
Yes. He will.
You see what it says? And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was he was able also to perform it. See, so many things we try to perform with scriptures. And our fast. And all of it is in divine order, fasting and praying. But I've seen some people fasting and they're so broke. And they're so broke down and they're fasting all the time. I mean, they're in the spirit. They're in the spirit. But you got to get some results, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I agree.
A sinner ain't going to listen to you talking about, I mean Jesus. Yeah, what you? You know,
come on, Dad.
You know, put a tag on an old record called Honk Your Horn If You Love Jesus. Honk the horn to get you off the road. Scandalizing Jesus' name.
That's right.
Trying to be spiritual when you haven't tapped in.
Right.
Pass up good churches to go to a look with four or five people and y'all know each other, you know what you're going to do, and none one of y'all anointed.
Uh-huh.
Y'all have church every Sunday and every Thursday and every Friday.
Yes.
I'm not the only one who got money up in here.
That's right.
This message is not just working for me.
That's right. That's right, Apostle. That's right. That's right.
This church is not a broke church.
Come on, Apostle.
I know where some of my members live. They're not living below the zone.
Right, yes, sir.
Where'd that come from, old? Being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was like, now go the voice back up before that. Go to Romans 4:20. Romans 4:20. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but that is strong in faith. Doing what? Giving glory to God. Giving glory to God. It keeps showing us that. That glory on the inside of us, we got to activate it.
Thank you, Lord.
Now I'm hearing two words. I don't know who they're for. I know they're for me. Stop waiting.
Stop waiting.
A matter of fact, stop waiting and start shouting right now. Shout like you already got it. Shout like it's already yours. Shout like you already got it. Shout because it's already yours. Shout because you're already healed. Shout because you're already blessed. Shout, shout. Shout because it's already here. Shout because it's already yours. Don't wait no more. Shout right now. Give God praise. I'm not waiting no more. I'm telling you what is mine right now. I'm about to shout like I already got it. I'm going to shout suddenly, straightway, immediately. Shout because you already have it. Shout because 2,000 years ago, Jesus died and paid for it. Shout because he rose on the third day, just as he said. Shout because he sent at the right hand of the Father right now. Shout because the Holy Ghost has already come. Shout, give God praise. I'm not waiting no more. I'm not waiting no more. I'm turning this glory loose. that's on the inside of me. I'm going to shout the victory right now. I'm going to shout to the wall for it. I'm going to shout to the wall for it. The wall got to fall. Every wall in my life. Every wall in my life got to fall. Fall, wall, fall. Fall, wall, fall. Fall, wall, fall. I'm not waiting on my healing. I'm going to shout by my healing right now. I'm going to shout by my healing. I got my healing right now. I'm healed in Jesus' name. I got it right now. I got my miracle right now. I got my miracle right now. I'm going to shout because I already got it. I'm through waiting. I got my healing. I got my prosperity. I got my wealth. I got my joy. I'm going to shout right now. Nothing can hold me back. Nobody can hold me back. I'm not going to be held back with me. This is my miracle. This is my miracle. This is my miracle. This is my moment. Tell somebody, this is my moment. This is what I've been waiting for. This is my night. The glory of God is moving in my life. Woo-hoo, shout. Woo. Woo. Lord, a trumpet in Zion. Time to loud. It's time for our breakthrough. Shout. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Where the trumpet blow at? Where the trumpet blow at? Blow, boy, blow. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Blow, 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 boy, get blow. Blow the trumpet. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Y'all get up there and sing something. That's enough. I got mine right now. Shout. I got my. Woo. Shout. I got it now. Shout. Woo. I got it now. Woo. I got it right now. Come on. Shout some more. I got it. Shout, walls are falling. Walls are falling. Somebody ought to have something by now. I'm telling you. Something happening here. Check what you've been dealing with. Check what you've been dealing with. That much glory don't come in a place and nothing happens.